Keller, brother and sister, PM. St. Helena, California, February 5th, 1902. Dear brother and sister Keller, I am somewhat troubled in regard to you, my dear friends. I am so anxious for you to take hold of the work in Australia in the right way. I am very desirous that you shall avoid the mistakes some have made. At the beginning, your work may not be pleasant, but if you will take hold unitedly to do your best, to improve your capabilities and talents, you will come very close to the Savior. You are in a new country, on missionary ground, and you need to be very careful to do all the Savior requires. You need to be ever under the supervision of Him who has purchased you with His own life. My sister, I wish to say a few words to you. You can be a great blessing to your husband, but you need a work done for you before you can be a blessing to those with whom you are brought in contact. You know little in regard to heart consecration. Will you not make an unreserved surrender of all you have and are to the Lord? Do not spoil your record by cheapness of word or action. I feel a deep interest in both of you. I desire to see you working as the Lord's helping hand to bring others to the knowledge of the truth. You can be either a savor of life unto life, or of death unto death. To all His followers the Lord gives talents, and He calls upon all to work while the day lasts. For everything received from God, we must render a strict account. By faithful, diligent use, we are to increase our talents. God will expect a return proportionate to the amount we have received. If we have been given 5 talents, He will call for the increase of 5. It is by the faithful use of our talents that means is to be brought to the Lord's treasury, to supply the necessities of His ever-enlarging work. Many, instead of taking up the work God has given them, are looking for some service that will distinguish them as workers of marked talent. Do not aspire to do some great thing. Take up the work waiting to be done near you. Every word prompted by the Spirit of God, every duty faithfully performed, is a seed sown unto eternal life. A few pence well handled are of more use than pounds that lie unused. The one who uses 1 talent faithfully for the Master is of far more value in His sight than the one who has many talents, but who refuses to use them aright, who looks down on the one who does humble service. The faithful performance of small duties fits us for larger responsibilities. Of those who take up their appointed work, no matter how small it may seem, who perform faithfully the humble duties nearest them, Christ says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." Luke 16, verse 10. We have no time to complain or to disparage others. God calls upon us to carry our work forward in right lines, for Christ's sake exerting a correct influence in the daily life. He calls upon us to lead others to His throne. He teaches us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Matthew 6, verse 10. We are never to exhaust our means of doing good by using them for self-indulgence. As we study the great plan of redemption and think of what Christ has done for us, we shall feel that no sacrifice is too great if we can thereby do Him service. At every step we shall be strengthened and inspired by God's Spirit. Christ gave His all, His glory, His riches, His life, for the salvation of sinners. Shall not those to whom He has given power to become sons and daughters of God consecrate their all to Him? Shall they not devote their talents to the work of saving sinners? The great medical missionary has made it binding on his followers to cooperate with him, to be his helping hand in seeking and saving that which is lost. He is the Good Shepherd. He declares, "I am the Good Shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be 1 fold and 1 shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." John 10, verse 14 to 16, 27 to 29. The church is the Lord's garden, adorned with trees and plants and flowers. God designs the members of His church to feel that by their baptismal vow, they are placed under solemn obligation to work for the interest of His cause. He will excuse no indifference or self-serving.
He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Matthew 12, verse 30. Thus the Lord denounces the indifference, the inactivity, of those who have been entrusted with great light, yet feel no burden of service. They may profess to serve Him, but He ranks them with open unbelievers. Their indifference leads others to make light of God-given responsibilities. Study carefully, verse by verse, the first chapter of 2 Peter, and as you study it, may the Lord impress your mind, showing you your right relation to His work in our sanitariums and toward those who are connected with this work. Seek the Lord and walk in all humility of mind before Him. My sister, I write this as a caution, and I ask you to heed it. I know you will have some trials, but do not get discouraged. Think of the trials Christ bore for us, and press forward, brave and courageous. Remember Christ's word, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. We do Christ service when we deny self for His sake. I leave these words with you. There is more I would be glad to write, but I cannot write it now, for the mail goes tomorrow. I was very sick all the time I was in the East, but the Lord in mercy spared my life, and I am gaining strength. I cannot write more now. Only this. We each have a work to do. I feel that mine is almost accomplished, and I want to meet you both around the throne of God. In love.